Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Talk about a warm-up act blowing away the headliner. These porgies are taking over, man. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. You're listening to the weekend of October 14th and 15th. Seabass. Yeah, it's been okay. Some limits here, some limits there. Some of the Sharpies on the Rome boats, some of these little passes, they're doing all right. But the porgies, a.k.a. Scup, I haven't seen stuff like this in easily over a decade. Besides numbers, size. Now, Porgy was a pick. It was a pick to Cold Bottom or whatever moved in, and they are absolutely out of control. Limits of porgies on the party boats, some of the charter boats. Now, when you figure a limit, you think, okay, Seabass, 10 fish limit. Porgy limits 30. They dropped it from 50, these butthead. Oh, man. Anyway, I digress. 30 porgy limits. And the guys are getting 4 or 5 Seabass, 6 Seabass. And some of these fish are up to, I'm going to try to get a block, up to 4 pounds. 4 pound porgies. They're going from pork chops to pie plates to hubcaps. Man, it is happening. And okay, Seabass a little more. Porgies are good. I like porgies in a chowder. I like fried fish sandwiches made with porgies. But again, they're not Seabass, they're not triggerfish, but they are there in numbers, and they pull and they bite, and they love fish bites. They love salted clam. Try the rainbow clam. They can't chew it off as you get more baits per container. Fresh clam, squid. Porgies are like me, all 300 plus pounds of Tom P. They eat anything. Hey, man, trout by the numbers. South Jersey will get dosed this week with these 2-year-old rainbows. You don't have a trout stamp, fresh water, go get a trout stamp. You catch one of these things, man. Don't even wear socks because they get knocked off, especially a light tackle. Okay, here it goes. Tuesday, October 17th, Crystal Lake will get 220. Gianpietro Park Pond, 170. Grenlock Lake, 170. Hamilton Lake, 230. I love Hamilton Lake. Problem is, really, when you think about it, overall shoreline access. Ooh, that's a tough go there. Mariomer Lake there above Sunset Lake and Bridgeton, 210. The Morris River, 170. Oak Pond and Sylvan Lake, 170 each. Oak Pond is right there behind the southern region, all standing there in Sicklerville. And Wednesday, October 18th, Greenwich Lake, 190. Iona Lake, 210. Shadler Sand Wash Pond, 160. And the Great Swedesboro Lake, one of my favorites. Carp and bass areas, 210. Total South Jersey numbers, 2,670. I'll tell you, I'm going to be at Gianpietro one day next week, man. I don't know if it's going to be stocking day or what. Again, listeners, limits 4. You don't have to wait till 5 o'clock. You can start. You can fish even while the fish are being stocked. Okay, bow season is going full tilt boogie. Now, they recently completed, I think October 5th was the last meeting up there. They had it in Stockton State College. Richard Stockton College, the South Zone. They had one in the North Zone and the Central Zone. Central Zone was out in Bordentown. And I know. Well, you know my feeling on antler point restrictions, so who knows where that's going to go. But evidently, hey, man, a lot of people want, even though I'm looking at my it's not the new math, it's the Tom P. math. Just going over when this whole thing started. 9 deer management zones in South Jersey locked up to antler point restrictions. Now, again, the acreage is not all total deer habitat. Don't get me wrong. I'm just going into totality here. The gross, not the net. 201,161 acres. That's not a quality deer, so you can't shoot it. I think that's wrong. Anyway, again, but I digress. You know my proclivities. Join us on the line right now. Very special guest. Second time on Rack and Fin Radio. He is the president of New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. A yeoman when it comes to the meetings being on the scene. It is Wade Stein. And Wade, thanks for joining us. Let's talk these meetings. I understand you were present at all 3. You got a taste, a flavor of what's important to deer hunters, north, central, and south. And I'd like to get your take on it. Avail the listeners, what, you know, big deer hunting audience to Rack and Fin, and boy, do I get the comments about my anti-antler point restrictions. Like, you can't believe. So, Wade, how are you, man? Sorry about that. I get too voicey.
That's all right. That's good. Good. Yes. Welcome to the, I'm thankful to be back. And, yes, I was at all 3 of the meetings, north, central, and, well, central. It was funny. And the South meeting. But I had a guy come up to me and says, who the hell thinks Burlington County is in the central region? I said, I don't know. Maybe it's just a good location, that's all.
Hey, wait, let me interrupt you for a second, because there is deer hunting on this side. I like to, I think, I heard it somewhere, but it's so rational. All the years I've been down here, lived in Ocean City, down in Strathmere, down in Rio Grande, whatever, there should be a fourth section east of the parkway called the Jersey Shore.
Wow, I don't know about that.
I'm just saying, hey, man, give the biologist another headache. So, Wade, starting from the north to south, how was attendance? Gauge on all three. A lot of sportsman interest?
Well, the north had a decent amount, I'd say about 50 people. The central region had probably about the same, but the south region, I guess, a lot of heated discussion on APR, and that showed to be about 100, maybe 150 people were in and out altogether. But yeah, the south was definitely the largest.
Yeah, I received a heads up on that the week prior from Jody Powers, the Deer Project leader, and that they had to move it from the Batchelor Visitor Center. In Wharton up there, because and it's great. It's great to get the feedback. I may disagree with you. You may disagree with me. What's with the name calling people, huh? Well, you grow up. But you're engaged. The mind is like a parachute, people. My lovely Dee Marie told me this. It doesn't work unless it's open. Okay, I avail myself to other ideas. But wait, in the north especially, because I'm very fortunate, as we discussed, I get to hunt from Sussex to Cape May.
Right,
and listeners,
right.
Full disclosure here, this is an early recording. It's Thursday morning. You're listening to this the weekend of Saturday, because I will be heading up to Sussex on a bear quest. And then I'll hunt central. I hunt deer up there. I hunt deer central, and I hunt a lot of deer. I mean, I'll tell you, Wade, this cover down here still freaks me out. And I hunt deer hunting the south. So, Wade, the tenor up north, what was the main concern, the main ideas, the main issues?
Well, the main issues from the north side, a lot of hunters argued for APR. They want to keep it. They actually made the suggestion of making it statewide.
Okay.
And in my honest opinion, from just listening to everything that's been going on and seeing what's out there, I don't think our habitat in New Jersey could sustain really having these, and from the north, their idea of an ideal buck, I got the feeling, was somewhere between a 12-pointer and a 14-pointer. That's the take I got from that meeting, that they're looking for that size of a deer, and I don't think New Jersey habitat could handle it, really, because of the suburban areas that we have now. Look at all the years it took them to get the 450 ruling down to 150. When they got crossbows and all that. I mean, archery season is definitely on the way up. Congratulations to the guys that did a fantastic job on the bear hunt this week.
Yeah.
Like I said, the habitat, I just can't sustain it. It was pointed out, too, that New Jersey doesn't cut forest anymore like they used to, which has effects on the actual harvest or the antler growth.
Sure.
And how they breed. It's biology was not a strong suit for me, other than a female.
That is vintage Stein there, people. Well, wait, too, another thing, on the private properties, and more power to the people that have access to it, that own it, great for them, with the food plots, the mineral plots, over where they can.
Right.
It's a crop. It's an agricultural term, people. They can grow big antlers, selective harvesting the whole bit, and that's fine. But on public lands, there's only so much, because Fish and Wildlife does lease land, to farmers, to plant, whatever. But it's only, like you said, the habitat is limited for those 12 to 14 point, I call them pie-in-the-sky bucks. There are some around on private lands. You see them every year harvested. But for the most part, especially in North Jersey, with the mountainous habitat there, you have the Ramapo region, Passaic County, Northern Bergen, Passaic, Sussex, and Warren going around to the water gap. Man, you get out of the truck, you look up and say, I'm in mini Montana. What's up with this? You know, yeah. my old lady can't take those hikes anymore. The Newark Watershed, it should come with a heart and lung machine with the application.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, and I grew up hunting in the mountains of Pennsylvania, which is, you know, that extends over there into that North Jersey section.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful country when I come up there and visit that North Jersey area. I love getting up that way. And you're absolutely right. The habitat just, I don't think, well, I don't personally think it's going to sustain those kind of racks on a buck.
Right.
But the forum went that most of the guys have already choosing their deer. You know, they're already selecting. They want to make sure they want to take out their mature buck, and they're eyeing it up on cameras or looking at it here and there. So, you know, they say they're already kind of self-controlling themselves and self doing the APR themselves, whether they're in a zone or not. So I'm like, hey, that's
more
that's
power to them, man. Yeah,
that's what I say. More power to you. So, but you know, a lot of guys saying about how, you know, regulation zones, you can go from one side of the highway to the other, and then it doesn't matter for APR, and they can slaughter all they want. You know, and then Fish and Wildlife offered to simplify regulations. They're offering a seventh buck tag again like they used 2 years ago. And that was prior to me moving to New Jersey.
Right.
But apparently you could have gotten a buck for each season, bow, fall bow, permit bow, muzzle loader, rifle or shotgun, and still kept your two bucks during 6 day firearm season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're asking how we feel about it, whether we want to go back to that or not. A lot of guys were against it. They think they're taking too many bucks.
That's the vibes I'm getting. That's the phone calls, the texts, the emails I'm getting. Okay, Wade, we're up against a hard break. Joe's online is Wade Stein, president of New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. Topic continuing, the third segment, rather, is the deer forums that were completed. We're going to get to Central and then to the South. So grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back with Wade Stein, Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Fox on Film.
I'm Monica DeLuca. You don't have to make it to a concert.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, is now available on the big screen. The movie is about 2 hours and 45 minutes, while the concert lasts more than 3 hours and 15, meaning several songs were cut. The record-breaking movie was filmed during the LA shows of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. The movie In the Fire hitting theaters, Amber Heard plays the lead role as a doctor from New York who travels to a remote plantation in the 1890s to care for a young boy who appears to have inexplicable abilities.
They say Martin is evil.
I came to help you understand. Martin has a condition.
The movie pits scientific treatments versus religious exorcisms. The late Ray Liotta plays a mysterious ship captain in dangerous waters out in theaters now. Liotta passed away in the midst of filming. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
It's Pete from Chickie and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. Here's a winner, fall football, and Chickie's and Pete's mouth-watering snow crab legs. For a limited time, buy one and get one free snow crab legs every Tuesday and Wednesday. Enjoy the sweet, delicate flavor of snowy white crab meat dressed in our special blend of seasonings and spices. Pair it with an ice-cold draft beer or one of our signature cocktails. Buy one and get one free snow crab legs every Tuesday and Wednesday for a limited time. Restrictions apply. Chickies and Pete's. Hi, it's Pete from Chickie and Pete's, and we are prouder than ever to partner with the Philadelphia Eagles. Chickie and Pete's has been named the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, and we continue to serve as the official caterer of both Eagles training camp and the official caterer of the First Trust Bank Club at Lincoln Financial Field. Go where the players go. The official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickie's Pete's.
Hey there, business owners and creative minds. Are you ready to take your brand to the next level? Look no further than Copiers Plus and CP Creative's Vehicle Wrap Division. Picture this, your company's logo, message, and brand displayed proudly on the move, reaching thousands of potential customers every day. That's the power of vehicle wraps. Copiers Plus and CP Creative are teaming up to offer you a one-stop solution for all your printing, copying, and creative branding needs. Our expert designers and technicians work hand-in-hand to transform your vision into stunning, eye-catching vehicle wraps.
The process was seamless. From concept to installation, they exceeded my expectations. Now, my company's personality shines brightly wherever I go.
Contact them at 609-645-7587 or visit copiersplus.com. Elevate your brand on the move with Copiers Plus and CP Creative. Your success is their business.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. You're listening to the weekend of October 14th and 15th. And guys, full disclosure, we're in the studio early. This is a very early Thursday morning. Man, that moon coming down. I was, my location, I was coming down a parkway. Now, I don't know if it's a new moon just starting to get going up to the full moon, whatever the hell, like that term they use. Just the slightest sliver on the bottom, man. That and the stars out looked absolutely great. I've been to Big Sky Country. I've been a lot of places, people, around this, I wouldn't say great earth now with what's going on, but Jersey, man, Jersey skies are still gorgeous. And I just love it. Why do you live in New Jersey? Very diverse habitat-wise, north, central, south. Great jumping off point when you have to go. And we have great fishing and hunting, and that's all I have to say about that. Back on the line with Wade Stein, talking to Deer Forums Now Central, and then we'll get to South and touch again on the State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. The great work done, man. They kicked ass in getting their attorney, getting this bear hunt going. By the way, the bear hunt take as of Wednesday evening, 209. My contention, I told Wayne off the air, between segment A and segment B, I'm going to try to give it a quick shot to segment A, but I'm going to be more intense on segment B, 450 to 500 to make a dent in this population. So things are happening. Anyway, wait, sorry, I digress about Yogi and Boo Boo. So let's go to the central meeting on Bordentown. That's more Burlington County. You have Monmouth County in there. Great farm country. So what was the tenor down there, Wade?
Well, those guys... they were actually well receptive of the new regulation changes, which are kind of just smooth lining everything. Things are going to have the same start date, the same ending date, just to make things easier to read in the digest.
Right.
You don't have to, like, from what I heard from all three meetings, the guys have to have an extra copy of the digest in their pocket, in their vest, in their backpack, or wherever.
On the phone, too.
Just to make sure they're reading it fine. And one of the proposals, or one of the ideas that they're coming up with, is the multi-zone permit, like they've introduced a few years ago.
It's going on at 7 and 8, right?
Yep, right. That's 7 and 8, where that's what they're going to consider the high-density areas that they got to concentrate on taking a lot of deer. So you could get, for $56, it's 17 different zones to hunt for that $56. And that's what they want to encourage, guys to wander around, check out different areas to go hunting. And so they're also proposing it, or have an idea of bringing it down to the medium range area, which would be the central Jersey area, with their five limits of for the doe, mm-hmm. and then bringing in your bucks for each of the seasons. So they're looking at bringing that area in together so you can wander around a little bit more in the central region. And then with the south zone, there was a lot of changes going on there as far as their dates moving around, like I said, streamlining them, making them good. Mm-hmm. But also with they have a lot more antler point restriction area down there.
So how much more do they want? To me, how much more do they want?
Well, I mean, even the South guys, too, they were arguing to make it statewide.
Yeah.
You know, even through discussions, they found out that, you know, hunters aren't taking enough doe to mm-hmm. get that ratio that I guess the QDMA guys say has to have. You know, you got to have a 1-to-1 type ratio. Well, we need to take more doe then. So some of the guys offered ideas of 2 doe for earn a buck or extending earn a buck statewide. You know, so it's great ideas. Don't get me wrong. There's supposed to be a survey coming out from the Fish and Wildlife after these deer forums. I don't right. know how long it's going to take them, but they're going to send it out to every hunter that they have on their list. So my suggestion, fill it out, make sure you get it back to them, and let your ideas be heard. You know,
they're, sure.
That's why they came to the open public like this and asked our opinions before, because it's not even a proposals or anything like that, or any, these are just, they wanted to get our feedback right away.
Right.
They didn't want to have to jump through the hoops and say, oh, we got to do this, and this. Let's see what they have to say about it now.
Wait, I really like, is I work for the, I call it Division of Fish, Game, and Health Fisheries way back when, mm-hmm. and then Freshwater Fisheries end of things, but back then, it seemed, up until maybe 12, 15 years ago, new blood coming in, maybe 18 years ago, where they're looking for, you know, for lack of a better term, constituent feedback, suggestions. Mm-hmm. Now, the freshwater yeah. end is going on with that, with trout season and warm water and cool water species. They are engaging with the stakeholders, so to speak, and that's refreshing. I may not agree with what comes up, but again, hey, at least you have a voice. You have an opportunity, people, to voice your opinion. And that's so yeah. refreshing. It's because it used to be, this is how it is, this is how mm-hmm. it is, and this is the way it's going to be, and we'll see you later. Whoa,
right.
What was that?
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah. And honestly, one of the things I learned through these forums, too, is a lot of guys complaining about the price of everything. Unfortunately, somehow or another, Jersey got it worked up that the price has to be done legislatively
yep.
to make any changes.
Right.
Unfortunately, that red hoop, oh, man, we jump through that every single day in the state.
Yeah.
So and whether it's changing the prices of fish and wildlife costs, you know, but that hoop is jumped through so many times, so many different ways. You know what?
Wait, they got that 20 years ago. They got that $28 buck permit mm-hmm. through. And I'll never forget. I'm not going to name names, but at the minute he said, because people were pissed off. Like, hey, what's it?
Yeah.
Well, it was a privilege to shoot. But it wasn't a privilege these past years. It actually wasn't a privilege. And the guy said, I'm not going to name names. He said, ladies and gentlemen, he was very honest. I got to respect the man. I hate to say God. I sound like a gavon. Have to respect the man for this. He said, it's not about management. This is about revenue. And Wayne, I got to tell you before, no green, no machine. You don't have the money.
Yes.
Things stall. And
yes.
we have some of the
yes.
best. I still say, for our size, the best bear hunting. Now, we have some of the best deer hunting in the Northeast for our size, for the opportunities you want, whether you want antlers, whether you want meat or both.
Right. Yeah. And that's one of the things I came up with, you know, offering this seventh buck tag that they're talking about. I'm like, if you don't want the tag, don't buy it.
Right.
You know, it's only there as simplifying the regulations. That way the guys don't have to make that choice between shotgun 6-day firearm and the permit shotgun season to make that choice. Right now you have to choose during 6-day. Do I take 2 bucks or just and forfeit that permit for the shotgun? Or can I take one now, I'll take one later. But now with the seventh buck tag, they can take their 2 during shotgun season, 6-day firearm. And if they have a buck tag for the permit, they
yeah.
can still take one there too. But that's a choice. You know, you don't have to make the choice of taking that seventh buck. But hey, most guys do I shouldn't say that. Because apparently there's only about 6 guys that actually complete bag out for the full season each and every year. So
I know one of them, believe it or not. I know one of them.
And to those six, I'm sorry, and guys is wrong. Those six hunters, congratulations. I commend you. You got more time in the woods than I ever do. That's for darn sure.
Okay, well, Wade, yeah, a lot of opportunities here. Again, whatever you want to do. But again, to me, with the APRs, you want to go to these big deer, whatever, lease some land, plant your deer, and hunt the big antlers to your heart's content. Don't tell me I can't harvest this deer because you don't think it's a quality deer. And I don't know, Wade, I couch it in the, oh, it's all about the habitat and the health of the herd. No, to me, my opinion, it's about, hey, guys, you like the big bones, the big antlers, more power to you. For me, I'm past that stage, Wade. But again, it's my opinion. But Wade, if you see what's going to be coming at me Sunday, Monday, Tuesday next week, but that's all right. Hey, bring it on, people. Just stop with the name calling, please, the name calling. I don't get that. But wait, let's talk to Federation. You guys are doing a yeoman's job. The Federation, NJOA, UBNJ, you're at the fore of protecting the rights of hunters, anglers, and trappers. With this bear hunt in particular, you guys punched them right in the face, man.
Well, we did. We had a lawsuit came against us, and we stood our ground and pointed out all the facts. And the judge, thankfully, ruled in our favor. We're still waiting for the other shoe to drop, of course. Mm-hmm. It's the state of New Jersey and the legislators. But, we're doing what we can. I mean, we're trying to defend the hunter's rights and the trapper's rights and the fisherman's rights, and also provide a sport they can enjoy all the time, And with that being said, we are hosting the Deer Classic and the Skillful Angler Awards this year at our convention in March. So feel free to go to our website, check it all out, and obtain the information. Now, the information is slowly getting to the website, but that's where to tune us in and find out more information as needed.
Wait, again, listeners, to protect your rights, whether you're a fisherman, whether you're a hunter, and the trappers, that's a solitary, very dedicated bunch. That's a whole different realm, people. I used to trap. It's an entirely different mindset and realm. Shout out to Ronnie Jones and ACP there. But wait, you have to get involved. Get involved with the Federation. One, you join, you have the insurance. You can't beat that pat. You got insurance right there.
Right.
Get us on some private lands.
That's correct. Yeah, it's something that we're using to help us with our farmer pilot program. So, yeah.
We're going to get into that pilot program in a few weeks. Very interesting. The Federation, again, you're thinking out. I guess there's another term that's so overused, but apropos, because it's apropos, is thinking outside the box here.
Yeah.
But wait, again, just on a sour, dour, downer note, listen, I'm not going to mention the name of the group, bunch of waggles. They're out there playing a big manifesto, sabotaging the bear hunt, cutting straps on blinds, the whole bit. They're based out of Huntington County. I just will say that, but pretty nasty stuff. Boy, this reminds me of the early 90s when the animal rights activists got really powerful. So, Lizard, you're out there just be, and deer season, they're making no distinction. Your blinds, your tree stands, be careful, be mindful.
I heard that exact same thing on the Book of Face. And, believe me, every hunter should be conscientious of your surroundings. Also, take safety precautions. Double check everything each and every day that you go in, so that way you know if something's been messed around with.
And I'm saying, have a tire inflator, and believe me, I invested in it. Get people say, "Oh, wow!" I'm listening, people. I'm not being overly dramatic here. Get a locking gas cap.
Yeah.
Wait, I saw some stuff that really, effed up some cars, and you're like, what? Oh, we prevent it. You damage the guy. This happened. I'll tell you exactly where it happened. Up in the Alamuchi area, up there. I think it's DMZ 17, somewhere up there. Listen, just be mindful out there. Your deer hunting is deer, bear, whatever. Even small game, they're against everything. Be mindful. Be aware of your surroundings and get that locking gas guy. And of all things, a tire inflate. Well, they slash, but they let the air out. Okay, Wade, thanks for joining us. How do people get involved with the Federation? Find out more. Go, bro. What do you got?
Go to the website, NJSFFC, which stands for the New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs, com or .org and find out all the information that you need.
Okay, Wade, listen to me. I'm saying on the air, man. I'm going to put Wade on the spot. You're going to meet me for trout fishing next week, Gianpietro Park Pond. You're in, man. I'm going to be out there. That's a great little pond. I love it there, and I'll run down to Swedesboro Lake, and then I'll go out to Mary Elmer Lake just there above Sunset Lake in Bridgeton. That's my – and the Morris River. That's my A.O., man.
Nice.
Okay, well, you take care. Have a great weekend, man.
All right, brother. You too.
See ya. Way long on that segment. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Only one talk station in South Jersey has an app that's focused exclusively on what's happening in Atlantic and Cape May counties. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Don't fish through some generic app along with thousands of other stations. The WPG Talk Radio app brings you the latest South Jersey news and weather information, breaking news push notifications, and more. Download the WPG Talk Radio app today through WPGTalkRadio.com.
Fox News: Israeli forces have entered the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip, at least on a small scale, as Fox's Greg Palcott reports.
Commando groups of Israeli forces have gone into northern Gaza. They have clashed with Hamas militants, but their main mission, it seems to be, is to try and find the hostages. Israelis, Americans, other nationalities.
The Israeli Defense Force has given a few more hours to the civilians living in Gaza to evacuate. Meanwhile, Egypt has closed the crossing between Gaza and Egypt. Palestinian demonstrators held rallies in Chicago, Miami, Washington, and New York on Friday. Some onlookers expressing surprise.
I'm heartbroken. There's no words can express. But watching people sympathize with Hamas...
America is listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Atlantic City Electric AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Overnight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 42. Saturday, considerable cloudiness and breezy with rain and a thunderstorm, mainly later. There can be pointing on streets and highways, high 62. Sunday, a shower in places in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy. Sunday will reach a high of 61. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. You're listening to the weekend of October 14th and 15th. Again, full disclosure, early Thursday morning in the studio because I would be away, leaving right from here, heading up to North Jersey, baby. Get me a yogi. Can't get a boo-boo now. Get me a yogi, but we shall see. Hey, just a reminder now, Division of Fish and Wildlife. Can't say division anymore. DEP's Fish and Wildlife Management Bureau is stalking birds. Okay, chuckers are going out. Again, for today in the central region, the Rack and Fin Radio listen area top end, Assinpink, Collier's Mills, Manasquan, and Stafford Forge will be dosed with the chuckars. And in the South Range, Glassboro, Millville, and Tuckahoe, as we said with Nate Figley last week, lands manager, they are always looking at areas to maybe expand the dog training. Guys, no guns. The birds have to, you know, if the dog catches the bird, please let the bird go. But it's expanded. It's a great program. Get your dogs, get the rust and dust off. Get them ready for the pheasant and quail opener. Speaking of birds, man, now, let's see. He used to be a big fave of mine. The last time I hunted him, any concentration was down in Woodbine. Yeah, woodcock, American woodcock, that little migrant, a.k.a. the timberdoodle. Well, the Jersey Shore chapter of the American Woodcock Society, rather, is having its fall fun shoot there at the Great Red Wing Sporting Clays, 317 Suey's Landing Road in Port Republic. It's going to be Sunday, October 29th. Talk more a little about it and the great work. Again, woodcock, how many people? I remember, this is how old I am, people. They used to have a $2 woodcock stamp. I remember saying, what's this going towards? We're just trying to. I said, what are you trying to do? $2. Back then, $2 was like $15 a day. What are you doing? Well, anyway, woodcock, the population's up or down. Joining us online right now, very special guest is Mark Dreyfus. He is El Presidente of the Jersey Shore chapter of the American Woodcock Society. The wing stop with Dreyfus, man. The buck stops here. The wings stop there. Mark, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Big event coming up, man. This looks like a hell of a good time.
Yeah, man, we're getting really excited. Thanks for giving me some time to talk about it. You know, it's funny. Last time I was on the show with you, my guys gave me a beating. Every time I talked, every time I talked to you, I was like, So my goal is to go under 25 uhs today.
Dreyfus, as long as you don't say like, I mean, listen, I'm seeing texts now, texts where they insert the word like. Are you people like stupid? Are you retarded? It's like, and I'm like, and it's like, and she's like, and I'm like, and I'm like, and I'm like. Dreyfus.
You put it in my head.
Oh, gee, don't do that. Anyway, well, okay, so it's going to be the 29th at Red Wing. They have, listeners, the NJOA thing's going to have a great course there. I miss, again, I miss the Trap Boys. I miss the big guy Sean there. But a great course. And Marco, with a 9 a.m. registration, go into this. Then I want to get into some of the projects. Well, the one recently completed in there are Dennis Creek, WMA, and Cape May County. Your chapter, I understand, does work from Monmouth to Cape May. That's a hell of a big area. And we'll talk about a little bit on the Timberdoles. But go into the event first.
Okay, no problem. So we're doing an event over at Red Wing Sporting Clays. If you've never been down there, it's in Port Republic. Just past the big bridge down there as you head down towards Atlantic City.
Exit 48, southbound. Sorry, man.
Yes,
that's my area.
You're totally right, 48. Great, great sporting clays. If you've never been there, come down, take a look. It's a lot of fun. It's right off the parkway, 10 minutes. Sunday, October 29th, we have shooters we're going to do. We're including 100 targets, lunch. We're going to have shoot prizes. We're having awards. We're having raffles. It's going to be a great time. It really is. We start at 9 o'clock registration. We'll probably have lunch at about 12:30. Really a great time. We're trying to do a very large project for 2024. Really could use some help and sponsors.
Sponsor, let's see, how about, hey, can I get Rack and Fin on a station sign for $100?
Yes, sir.
Count me in. Where do I, off the air, Mark, tell me where to send a check. That's a done deal. I did it for the NJOA. Okay, listeners, $75 per shooter, paid in full by October 23rd. It jumps to $85 afterwards, and that includes walk-ins, 100 targets, bring your own shells, eye, and ear protection. Okay, now, as Mark said, 9 a.m. registration, 10 a.m. start, 12:30. Lunch is going to be a great time, and they're doing just a super job. Mark, Woodcock in Jersey, I mean, they have their ups, more downs than ups, but what have you, did you hunt them much last year in the confines of the state?
I did. Actually, things are pretty solid. We get a run of migratory birds that come through. They're there when they're there. You know that. Yeah, kind of like a run-on fish, right? Should have been here yesterday.
Mark, honest to God, the same. Like, whoa. We'll go back 3 days later. I said, man, we put up in this cover app by Woodbine and down by Bellpoint. We put up 40-something birds. Go a couple of days. Where the hell they go? Hey, man, they're across the bay. They're on their way.
They're amazing. Some of the tracking programs that they've been doing, some of these birds can fly up to 150 miles in a night. It's really amazing how they come through, and they're just a fascinating bird, you know. They really hide themselves well. It's great fun. Mm-hmm. Great training for a bird dog, too. It's my favorite bird to hunt.
I love eating them. People think I'm not. I love eating woodcock. Now, the North Zone season opened today, the 14th. Now, that's going to be, or Saturday, I should say. We're in the studio Thursday, okay? We're talking about it's Saturday, the 14th. And that's going to run till October 28th and again the 31st and November 25th. In the South Zone, it's going to open November 11th to December 2nd, then run again December 14th to January 2nd. Here are the hours, people, and don't mess, no half hour before or after. Sunrise to sunset. Now, the daily bag limit remains 3. I remember back in the days it was 5 or maybe 6. So it's been at 3 for decades now. But again, if numbers are holding steady, 3's the way to go. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a federal request on that. It's we're actually part of the waterfowl. Mm-hmm. So that's all federal to go from
migratory, yep.
Three's a good number. Yeah, yep. Three's a good number. Take what you can eat, leave some for scratch, have fun with your dogs for a little bit of training, for yep. Sure.
And shout out to my great friend, my little brother-in-arms, Joe Bauer, there in, I guess, Seville area. He had a farm, since been sold, whatever. But they, we used to go there, was it April, May, maybe? And you see them, Mark, I actually witnessed it numerous times. That spring mating dance and a male goes flying up to it and helicopters down. It's something, listen, it's something to see. It's a fascinating, ugly little sucker, isn't he? But it's a fascinating bird, man.
It's fantastic fun to go ahead and do that in the spring. You know, just pay attention to when it's time to go. Mm-hmm. Little tip on that. Usually when you see them single, then they go to two birds on the flush. That's the time to pull up and get out of there because they're getting ready to mate. Mm-hmm. That could be early April, late March. Leave them alone. Let them sit on their nest. I'll tell you, Pags, I went out in probably about a month ago just to see if any birds were poking around. And I did find some. I usually don't bother them too much. But we do have resident birds in New Jersey, too.
Resident birds. Like birds.
Oh, sure. For sure.
I never would have believed that. Well, learn something every day, Pete. You learn something every day. Again, I'm not in the field that much in the Woodcock habitat. We're speaking to Mark Dreyfus, president of the Jersey Shore chapter of American Woodcock Society. It covers Monmouth to Cape May County. It's going to be a great shoot, October 29th. Dreyfus, you have a rain date for that?
We do. It's going to be the week after that, which would end up being November 5th.
Okay, and it's going to be at the Great Red Wing Sporting Clays, 317 Suey's Landing Road, Port Republic. Get off the parkway, exit 48 South. Go up, make the right. Go straight down Suey's Landing Road. And, man, you are there. Like Mark said, 5, 7 minutes, 10 minutes maybe off the parkway. Shout out to Roger and Danny and that great crew. 9 a.m. registration, 10 a.m. start, 12:30 p.m. A prodigious lunch. They still won't have enough food to flash you up there, people. Then they're going to have awards and whatever afterwards. Again, rain date, as he said, the 5th. 75 per shooter, paid in full by the 23rd. It jumps to 85 after that and includes walk-ins, and you are more than welcome. Bring your own shells, eye and ear protection. Now, Mark, you're going to have guns on loan. What's the deal there? I didn't see that in the information.
If somebody needs something, we can talk to them and try to figure out something.
Okay.
Got to bring your own shells, your own gun, but
own gun. Okay,
and no down in buddy systems.
No single shots, people. Like I did once. No single shot, but I'm good, man. I'm a fast reloader. Well, Mark, on a serious note, let's get to that one. We're running up against a hard break here. The Dennis Creek project in Cape May County. What was that all about?
That was a huge success. Basically, what they did was Fish and Wildlife Team Hydro-Act 6 acres. We planted 100 northern bayberry seeds and created a staggered growth. This is our third year doing projects, okay? We did Dennis Creek. We did Prosper Down Lake. We did Salem River WMA. That time before that, when we used to be the Pine Barrens Rough Grouse Chapter, we did work in Monmouth County. We try to focus all our work on public grounds and working with Fish and Wildlife. We really appreciate them. They are such a good partner.
Great crew, yeah.
Great crew.
I remember the work I've done in Prosper. And I fish. Listen, it's great land. No power, only rowing only. I've seen a couple of guys out there with the flow tubes. At Prosper Town Lake, they're on 537. A great adventure. Big bass and crappies in there. And I didn't realize, well, Mark, they're building up so much around there. It's scary. But you do have the Prosper Town Lake Wildlife Management track there. So you do have some huntable cover.
Yep, you definitely do. What we try to do is we try to focus on WMAs that aren't being stocked with pheasant most of the time.
Right.
We really got a lot of property. I mean, hundreds of thousands of acres if you really take a look at the WMAs that New Jersey offers.
Yeah.
You take New Jersey, right? And it's crowded, but boy, you get out there, there's plenty of elbow room.
Fifth smallest, most densely populated. As Wade Stein from the Federation said in an earlier segment, get out and walk around. I discovered some pheasant hunting areas. You know, because drivers, you get comfortable where you hunt, where you know the price, and you go try a new place here, there, now, and then. I discovered when I moved down there, getting back down into the Southlands, down by Heiserville, Nantunxet, great areas around here. People, you can't believe it's Jersey, especially when you get what I call below the waistline, below that Trenton to Point Pleasant demarcation. Get to the Southland, tons of property down here, tons of public land. Okay, Mark, I'm up against a break. Give that website, please, phone number, Facebook. People can find out more about the event.
Sure, the easiest way to do it, do a search for Jersey Shore Woodcock in Google. You're going to find our chapter website on the Rough Grouse Society's page, or you're going to find us on Facebook. anybody has any questions, get in touch with me, you, or my man Ralph DiOrio, who's accepting the checks.
DiOrio, I'm telling you, Westfield, they always, I said this on, they always kicked our ass in football. They had one of the greatest high school coaches ever in the history of Jersey. Okay, Dreyfus, here's the dealio. Get a hunt together, man. I will personally bless you and whatever with my Tom Pagliaroli, Tom P, Timberdoodle Cacciatore. Hey, what do you think?
I would love to get with a couple of Britneys.
Okay, man, you take care, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for your support. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, brother. Way long on that. Gotta go. Right, I'll be right back. Rack and Finn ready, man. Another Red Bull, a cup of coffee down the line. Here we go.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
What's for dinner?
Rack and Finn Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back for our final segment, Rack and Finn Radio with me, Tom P. You're listening to the weekend of October 14th and 15th. And closing out last segment, we want to do is, on Rack and Finn Radio, always try to give the heads up on a new product, be it fishing, hunting, trapping, whatever, sense, electronics, whatever. Devastating looks to be. I have to try it. My check is already in the mail. Or I was going to go thing with the, me with credit card, with now online. My lovely Dee Marie, she just shakes her head and leaves the room. So I'm still cut the paper check, send it to the address type thing. Already put my order in. Fire in the Hole. Remember Kenny Isringhausen, based out there of St. Louis. Very innovative, an engineer. Great, incredible broadheads, including it's different looking. You're going to look at it and say, whoa, it's crazy. But that absolutely four and a half inch cut, devastating tomahawk head. Well, he has a new head out. It's called the Sidewinder Broadhead, based on his one inch hole cut, the round tip and the chisel tip ring broadhead. So, Kenny, this Sidewinder Broadhead, you're an engineer. Explain the physics behind this. This looks to be beyond deadly, bro.
Yeah, what we did was we took our old ring design and we put a twist on it. And literally what we did was we use a triangle ferrule. We screw the blades on the side of it and we use a single beveled blade. And we learned that from the 4-inch tomahawk. What that does is whenever you put that configuration together with the ring on the outside, when you shoot the broadhead, it actually spins in flight. You don't even need your fletching to make it spin. It'll spin by itself.
Whoa.
What that does is it spins along with your fletching, which gives you superb accuracy. Plus, it still spins when it hits the animal, which increases your penetration mm-hmm. through that animal. So by doing those different things with the design, we've made it to where it'll actually just course through everything that it shot at, even the air.
Well, Kenny, your chisel tip ring broadhead and your round tip broadhead have been great sellers, very accurate. Listeners, it's not a slice. This, Kenny, explain this. Listeners, punches a one-inch hole. I'm talking a channel. If you can imagine a miniature Lincoln Tunnel going through that animal. So, again, the trial and error with the Sidewinder. How long? I mean, I looked at it, Denise and I were talking, said we were going to need some new broadheads. I saw this. I went on your website. I went, whoa, man, what's this? How long was this in the planning and from the drawing board to retail?
We worked with it for about a year and a half, mm-hmm. designing it, coming up with it, making sure everything was right. The biggest thing was making sure the weight was 100 grains.
Okay.
Just making sure that we had a solid broadhead that would weigh 100 grains. And you are right. What it does is it completely takes everything out as it goes through that deer.
Half the entrails are gone.
and everybody knows that if you take that cylinder out of that animal, that's a wound that's never going to, I mean, it can't clot. In a few seconds, the blood pressure just the blood pressure in an animal's body just flows to that big area trying to clot it. And you just, you have a red, what we call, give them the red carpet treatment. You just, the blood trails are unreal.
Yeah, I wish I had time.
Like
I'm sorry.
Out a 5-gallon bucket.
I wish I had time to get this because it's wrapping up Saturday, the archery portion. Again, listeners, we're in the studio. This is Thursday morning, okay? Full disclosure here because I'm going to be heading up to try to get a yogi down. But I wish I would have had this, which I'm going to be using the tomahawk. Used to be called the slang blade, people, but they changed marketing, whatever. But I'm going to be trying that, but this would look to be just a knockout on a Bruin of any size, man.
Oh, yeah, it's killed bears.
Mm.
Yeah, we've killed bears with that ring broadhead. Yep.
Okay, Ken, now the Sidewinder availability, 100 grain. How do people, can't go into cost or whatever like that. Where is it available?
On my website, firenthehole.com
Now, again, being the engineer and the whole bit, the designing, whatever, I know you're on the range. I know you're always targeting. Do you ever get a chance to actually go out and a hunt, get in a blind or in a tree set and just relax and enjoy a day in the woods in this ring house? I don't know how you do that.
I try to do it every day.
Do you really? Wow, good for you.
Yeah, every evening we have a family farm that I try to go out and sit down and enjoy it. I don't, you know, we don't always shoot deer, but we'll sit there and watch the nature. That's the awesome part.
Listeners, Fire in the Hole, as Kenny said, go to their website. The Fire in the Hole chisel tip ring broadhead, the Fire in the Hole round tip, the tomahawk, and this devastatingly new Sidewinder. 100 grain of, I would say, pretty close to instant death, Kenny. I mean, this thing looks badass.
Seconds. Yeah, a few seconds.
Okay, one more time with that site, please, and Facebook page. Go.
www.firenthehole.com.
Trade your trip to the Northeast or trip to the Midwest. Dealio, we'll talk about it off the air.
Sure, we'll do that.
We got it, man. We'll see you. Best to everybody, Kenny. Take care.
Take care. Yeah.
Engineer, he's an innovator. These things are just absolutely. Well, take a look at him. Hey, God bless America. God bless your troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Get out there and enjoy this weekend. It's supposed to be rainy. Saturday's going to be a washout. That's all right. That tuna bite exploded again. I'm telling you, east of the Bacardi. Also, guys, we're heading down to the Wilmington and parts of the Hudson. So to late tuna season. Actually, not late. It's finally here. The conditions this past late summer to the fall were just horrific. Trout stocking underway, deer hunting underway. Just get out and enjoy. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.